Return to Camp Blood, episode 28, Community Spotlight with James Maxwell. This episode is brought to you by New Blood Costumes.
Jesus Christ. Jason's alive. He killed my friend, now he's coming for me.
He's got a death curse.
Jason's a legend.
I'm Mrs. Warren, an old friend of the Christies.
Jason belongs in hell.
You're doing it. We can stay here.
Never come back again.
Today is his birthday.
Welcome to another episode of Return to Camp Blood. I'm your host, Chris, joined by my fellow counselor, Eric.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Yeah, so you know what? I was just thinking the other day, whenever someone decides to cosplay as Jason, the most important thing to a lot of them is obviously the mask. However, cosplaying our favorite Crystal Lake Killer isn't just about getting a quality mask. And since we've had several mask makers on the show, I thought it was about time we talked to someone who specializes in the rest of the outfit. So tonight, on this week's edition of Community Spotlight, we have with us James Maxwell, who owns and operates New Blood Costumes. How are you tonight, sir?
I am good. How are y'all?
Oh, great, great. So, I know we chatted about this a little bit before the show, but how long have you been making Jason costumes?
Roughly about 2 years.
And I understand the name you make them under is New Blood Costumes. Do you only do Part 7 costumes, or you do other, you know, from the other films as well?
Oh no, I can actually do all of them. I just the reason I called it New Blood is because I was actually on a Facebook page called the True New Bloods, and it went from there. And the New Blood is kind of my favorite movie. It's, you know, it's the first time Kane was actually on there. So, you know, it just, and that's my favorite look of Jason, period. You know, and being number three, you know, Richard Brooker being, you know, my number two Jason. So I just went with it. And, you know, it might change before too long. It's really, like I said, it's just a work in progress. And, you know, I haven't really done that many. I've done a lot as far as, like, you know, like decent clothes and stuff like that, zombie clothes and makeup appliances and all stuff like that. But, you know, this is my first actual time going into doing the Friday the 13th thing. And when I was a kid, I was like, damn, it'd be nice to, you know, to look like that.
You don't know how many mask makers we've had say that exact same thing.
Yeah, yep. So that's pretty much the consensus.
And it's now it's like almost 40, and I can do that. So
exactly,
you know.
And yeah. I mean, looking at your stuff, I mean, there's no way that I would even believe you if you told me you'd only done a few, because they, I mean, they're pretty accurate as far as I can tell.
I appreciate it, man. It's really, you know, the clothes themselves and the artists that I work with, as far as like hockey mask artists, and especially my guy up in Canada, Kyle Hookalock, he's pretty much the foundation of everything. If the reason it looks so good is because of him and me, you know, combining our stuff together to make it look that way.
Now, do you do all the, like, your rib cage, the latex, do you lay that out, or do you buy that post and then attach that to some sort of bodysuit? Or,
well, the latex, the ribs and the backbone area, Kyle has that set up. You know, he pours them up for me, paints them, and I just add
right on.
But if somebody wanted to get, you know, do the compression shirt and put the vest over that and me just, you know, attach that way, so that way it don't move around. But it really don't move around anyway, because it has Velcro on the side. So if they want it done that way, that's fine. That's not a problem at all. And the legs, the kneecaps and all that, they're both separate latex appliances. Mm-hmm. And that I do with compression pants, and I will attach, you know, throw them on a mannequin and attach them with some liquid latex and a little bit of, you know, bonding glue, and they hold up pretty well.
Now, I know you said that you got the appliances from another guy, Kyle from up in Canada. Mm-hmm. But what about the hawks and the hoods? Do you make those, or do you buy those separate as well?
Well, some of the hawks I do make, but you know, most people when they order a costume, they actually want a name, you know, you know, an Oz or a James Crystal Lake Industries or Crazy Dog or, you know, an Elite Stone Replicas or something like that. They actually want a name, you know, a well-known name hawk. So, I mean, if they want to go with a hawk that, you know, that I've painted or my, actually my daughter has painted one, it looked really good. And if they want to go with that, that, you know, it must be a cheaper version. But as far as hockey masks, they usually just tell me what they want and I just get with the artist and, you know, we go from there. And like under mask and stuff like that, I have a really a vast, vast amount of people that, that I get them from. Kyle Hookalock being one. Jeff Grisham, there's Devil's Latex. There's all kind of folks out there that make them, and they make really good quality masks too.
What would you say is the hardest part of putting together a costume?
Getting your money, I guess.
Fair enough. That's the first one of those answers we've gotten so far.
Well, it's just long story. Some people will pay you right up front, and some people, you know, they want to wait. And I'm trying to explain to them that I cannot order some of these parts unless you pay me. I'm not going to actually take money out of my wallet to buy this to have it sitting here. And you not actually pay me, and it's just sitting here, and I've stuck with a $450 piece, and I can't do nothing about it.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
But no, basically the hardest part about making a costume is actually just, you know, the effort that you have to put into, you know, to do the weathering and
it's a lot of sanding.
Well, it is a lot of sanding. It's a lot of crunching. It's really according to like which outfit we're talking about. Like you can go through damn near a gallon of clear silicone on a part eight. And
absolutely. I can see that.
Yeah, it takes a lot. And people don't understand. They think that you just do it in, you know, in a couple hours or something like that. But shit like that takes time, especially if you want it to make it look like it's coming right off the movie set.
Out of all the different styles that you make, which one is your favorite to put together?
It would be a cross between an 8 and a 7. I like them both. The 7 is a lot more tedious than the part 8, but the eight's a little bit more funner because I think the result of the end result of the look is a little bit better because, I mean, it actually looks slimy once you get done with it and let it dry, get your weathering down the way it's supposed to be, and you got a decent hood and a decent hawk put together. It looks, you know, you look just like you just came from New York.
Absolutely.
Nice.
And I've seen some of your work and it does. I mean, like you said, I mean, you could probably go through a gallon of.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Easy. Making it screen accurate as what you do. And I mean, then to fill it out properly. And it's
sometimes you have to cheat and get a muscle suit sometimes. And you know, some stilts or something or some high boots, you know, but. All in all, I think, there's another guy out there that makes a part 8. His name's Frank Delamorte. Mm-hmm. His is actually really great. His is better than mine. And I know, I mean, this is promoting me, but Frank's, I can't touch his. His is a great piece of work.
I'm going to tell you, I've looked at both of your work, and you, sir, are given a kind courtesy because both of you do excellent work.
Wow. I appreciate it, man. I try. And like I said, I haven't done it long. And, you know, once I get a little more up under my belt, I'll have it to where it needs to, you know, go about and we'll have it all figured out and hopefully get them a little cheaper. Cause I mean, they're running pretty high. And once I tell people that what it costs and I'm not making hardly any money on that. And after I order from my guys, you know, that do the latex and, you know, I'm probably making about 180 off a costume. So
yeah, God knows how much time you put into it.
Yeah, I just love doing them though. I mean, it's if I could do it for a full time job, I would, but you know, it won't pay the bills. So you know, I just have to do them when I can, and I don't have that long of a wait period. But you know, some guys will buy a part at a time, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. And if people need tips, all they have to do is PM me and I will tell you exactly how to do what I do. I'm not one of those people that will say, no, I'm not telling you, it's a trade secret. I'll tell you exactly how to make a part 7 from head to toe, part 8 from head to toe. It's not, I'll even do you a damn video. It don't matter.
Well, yeah, I mean, because really, I mean, you're telling them how to do it, but the thing that is missing from theirs is you. So even if people are out there making their own based on things that you said to them, I mean, yours is still yours.
Correct.
And that's what's cool about this new wave of sort of the maker community coming up. You know, in the past, like you said, it's been, you know, oh, I'm not going to tell you how to do this. It's a trade secret. But more and more, I'm seeing that, like, pretty much every mask maker we've talked to or, you know, what have you, they're more than willing to share how they do it, what they use. And I think that's cool that you do it as well.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, as long as we're here to make money and we enjoy what we do. But there's also the guys out there that can't afford to have something, you know, what we make. And if they have the stuff laying around the house, I'll walk you through it step by step. It, you know, it's like my first hockey mask I painted. Mr. James Power up there at Crystal Lake Industry, he actually told me step by step. And when I texted him back to see what I needed to do next, I would send him progress pics and he would tell me exactly what I needed to do and, you know, stuff like that. That's right there is what's keeping this thing going. But other than, you know, we're trying to make it to where everybody, you know, has got a screen accurate suit, but not having to pay an arm and a leg for it.
Well, all right, James, where can people go to find you on the web, sir?
Well, basically, you can go to Instagram at BamaBirdman.com or you can hit me up on Facebook. It's under James Maxwell or the True New Bloods Costumes. Either way, just PM me if you have any questions. I mean, like I said, I'm always here. And if I'm not, I'm asleep and I'll message you as soon as I get up.
Yeah, and I will put all those links in the show notes at campbloodpodcast.com/28. Well, James, it was a real pleasure to talk to you, and I'm glad we finally got our first costume maker on the show.
Thanks for being on the show, man. Thank you very much.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. I appreciate the you know, the props you are giving me and stuff. But like I said, if it wasn't for other artists, you know, I wouldn't be where I'm at. So got to give it to them too. So.
Hey, we all stand on the shoulders of giants.
That's it. Well, one more thing. In July, to the dead in Indianapolis, if everything works out right, y'all will see Kane Hodder in a Part 7 outfit.
Oh, yeah, that you made, right?
Yeah, that if everything works the way it's supposed to, we should be up there, and he will be donning everything from me and Mr. Kyle Hucklot. So,
now, how'd you get that worked out?
Yeah.
It was a promoter from one of the Days of the Dead. They just contacted me, saw the Part 7 I used for the fan film that we were halfway, you know, in the works of doing. And I think he saw one of the shots where I was by the water, and I was actually in the water because we was using GoPros and everything else, and we were upside, you know, he was underwater and I was underwater, and then we were doing all kind of crazy stuff with it, and I posted a couple pictures, and I guess he saw it, and he said, that's my guy. So he's trying to work something out right now with Kane, but with the video game going on, I don't know if it's going to happen. But let's cross our fingers and hope. If it happens, it happens. If it don't, we just have to push it back another year. Either way, I'll be there.
And you will see me there, sir.
Well, all right. Again, James, I really appreciate you talking to us tonight, man.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
I appreciate being on here. Like I said, if anybody wants to hit me up, they, you know, my email is bamabirdman@yahoo.com.
All right. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to the show. If you want to support us financially, head over to campbloodpodcast.com/donate. If you think you or someone you know should be featured on the show on these community spotlights, let us know on our Facebook page, tweet at Camp Blood Pod, or send an email to feedback@campbloodpodcast.com. You can also text or leave us a voicemail at 757-637-0216. And please consider checking out some of the other shows on the Tangent Bound Network, like the network's flagship show, The Tangent Bound Podcast, Astro Radio Z, or The Hateful Dead. You can find these shows and many more at tangentboundnetwork.com. And a special thanks to the Downriver Rat for our intro and outro music. You can check his stuff out at thedownriverrat.com. Until next time.